I was talking to this guy at work the other day, and he told me this story about took his wife to the, I think, Orange County Fair. We went there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you remember that bull section they had?
Yes.
It's like this bull, and you got to pay to go in there to look at a fucking bull.
Yes.
All right, so this guy went in, and he goes, oh, I want to see the bulls. So he paid, took his wife in there. And the dude that's, giving, like, he's, I'm just talking about the bulls. He says, yeah, this bull here was, it mated last year about 100 times. And she goes, hey. And she, jabs him with her fucking elbow. And he's like, what? Look, you can learn a thing or two from this bull. He's like, what are you talking about? And she starts laughing, right? So they keep going on to the next bull. He's even bigger. And the announcer guy's like, and this bull here, just giving facts about the bull, how much he weighs and blah, blah, blah. And at the end, he's like, yeah, this bull made it about, 200 times last year. And the wife looks at him again like, hey, look, you can learn even more from this bull. And he's like, all right, enough. I get it. So they keep walking. And there's this even bigger one. I think the biggest one they got. And the announcer guy goes, yeah, and this is our prized bull here. And last year, believe it or not, folks, he made it 365 times. And she goes, oh, and then the guy tells me that she just, her face got really huge. And she's like, look at this. You can learn something from this guy. Every day last year, this bull mated. And he's like, oh, yeah, why don't you go ask him if it was the same cow?
Took me a while to get it.
This is Danger Hour. I'm your host, James Danger. And tonight, I'm joined by a very special person. She's my lovely, beautiful, sexy, vivacious, titillating, tantalizing, incredibly gorgeous, amazing. Hold on. I got my adjectives coming. Heavenly. Mother of my children. Keeper of my seed. My soulmate. My reason for being.
I don't keep your seed.
Oh, yeah, you do. You just
Condom
don't realize
does.
It.
Does.
Oh. The sometimes keeper of my seed. Hey, don't lie about that. Women want to be her and men want to be with her. That's right. This is my wife, Mrs. Danger.
Hey.
All right. She really did not want to do this show tonight. I got to tell you, this is the truth. I had to force her.
Mm-hmm.
Just like every night when we make love, I got to force her. Speaking of that, we just got done with an intense lovemaking session. It was really... What?
You're a liar.
Why? What?
We don't have sex.
Dude, I told you. You got to make it seem like I'm some kind of hotshot on the show, okay? Just make them...
I'm not good at lying.
Oh, man. That's her, ladies and gentlemen. The apple of my eye. The reason for being. Anyways, I'd like to take this time... Oh, first of all, I just want to say on the air, I want it to be documented. I've been telling you all night, you look fucking great today. Right? Have I been saying that?
Yes. And I don't know what to say. I don't know what you want me to say.
I've been annoying her all night because I keep saying, like, God, you look good. You look great. Stop saying stuff to me. It's uncomfortable. Anyway, I'd like to give this special announcement that we are pregnant with our third little child now. We're having another baby, everybody.
Who?
We are.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Do you want another baby?
Fuck no.
I'll give you
it's
one.
It's the same answer every time.
Why don't you want a baby, though?
Fuck no.
Why don't you want a baby? Be honest.
Because there's too much work.
But now we have like
and we're poor.
Yeah, that's true. But the five-year-old.
And I don't want to ruin my body even more.
Oh, that's what it is. You're just being selfish.
No, there's a lot of reasons.
The five-year-old can like do, most of the things now, right? She can look after the kid while you just do what you want. Like,
that's not right.
No.
She's five. It's not a responsibility.
But she's like a mature five.
Yes, because we made her that way. Because I didn't get up every freaking morning.
Oh, so you neglected our kid and made her more of an adult quicker.
Pretty much.
Oh. Wow, it takes a real strong person to admit that. Anyway, my wife is here, mostly because I asked her to be. She really didn't want to. Like I said, she's kicking and screaming all the way in this fucking room. But she has this new deal coming out. It's already out, actually. It's called a four-letter word. Is that correct?
Yes, a four-letter word. The number four.
And what is this all about?
It's coasters. Coasters. And you say bad words. Well, not right. only bad words, but you could say, you know, whatever the hell you want. But most of them, the idea, the concept was for them to have bad words on them. That's why it's a four-letter word.
But they're not all four letters, are they?
No.
So you guys are kind of liars, right?
No.
It's like deceptive. You say a four-letter word in your name.
Because we want you to think, you know, oh, when you hear the phrase, a four-letter word, you think, oh, like fuck or shit.
Yeah.
So that's like the concept.
Or
but,
cunt.
Yes.
Or what?
What?
What'd I say?
You said cunt.
Thank you. I like how you enunciate the T. Most people don't do that. They go, yeah, cunt. No, cunt.
It's cunt, not Thank cunt.
You. Thank
cunt.
You.
Sounds so stupid.
I think that's why I married you. You get that shit. You know what's going on.
So that's why you married me, because oh, yeah. I know how to say cunt.
Yeah.
I pronounce
it. Say it again. Goddamn, it's doing it no! for me. Say it again. One more time.
I don't want to do
so
it for
they
you.
So they can get coasters with such names as...
Fuck. Shit. Cunt.
All right. And you
Asshole.
Know what?
Asshole. Dick.
Nature Boy just ordered some coasters for you too, right?
Yes.
And let me hear some of Nature Boy's stuff. I forgot what he ordered.
What did he get? He got You Get Me Wet, I think.
You Got Me Wet.
Oh, You Got Me Wet.
That's because of the condensation on the coaster, right?
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, what?
I was thinking dirty.
Oh, well, yeah, it's like a play on, it's like a, yeah, yeah.
Okay. He got, I can't hear you, faggot, whore, keep calm and take a shot, save water, drink beer, You Got Me Wet, Get My Friend Another, and rum.
Oh, he got eight?
Yeah.
Oh. Look at that! You guys are also doing like Valentine's Day stuff, right? A lot of cunty shit with Valentine's Day?
No, we weren't doing like Valentine's Day coasters. We were doing Valentine's Day cards.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, so we just recently got our Etsy shop up. A four-letter word on Etsy.
What's your favorite bad word?
Fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you say it kind of. Yeah, you say it a lot.
Yeah, I do.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, boys and girls listening out there, she's got a mouth like a sailor.
Yes, I do.
She can cuss with the best of them.
Yes. It's because I grew up around it, so it just naturally comes out.
That's a good bio. I grew up around cussing, so now I cuss.
Yeah. And then Jasmine calls me out, or she calls you out. What does she say?
You just crossed the line. That's crossing the line.
Yeah. She called me out today.
Yep, she did.
I was mad about something that happened today, and so I'm telling her the story at dinner. I'm thinking the kids aren't paying attention. You know, they're doing their own thing, like making fucking noises, being weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, this fucking guy. You just crossed the line.
She walked over to you. She got out of her seat. She walked around me. She went over to you and whispered, you just crossed the line.
That's true. okay. Now, where can people find a four-letter word? Come on. Out with it.
Okay, so a four-letter word started with me and my friend Nelly.
Oh, yeah, Nelly Boy. She's been on the show before, right?
Yes.
With you in Top Shelf and the other broad.
Yes.
That's right.
We came out with it last year, May 20th, to be exact, because we were, like last month or two, we were trying to get back into our Etsy shop because we created it last year. And like morons, we didn't write down our password. So we completely forgot what our password was. And we were trying to log in. We didn't even know our email. So we basically were screwed. And we finally figured out our email. We didn't know the password for our email. And they kept asking us, the security question was, where did you meet your spouse? And we're like, what the fuck? We're not. Why would we choose this security question?
Where did you meet your spouse?
Well, she asked me. She's like, where'd you meet James? I'm like, I don't know. Outside by the car.
Wow. That's how you know it was meant to be, folks. That's how you know it's a great one.
So she was typing in like.
Wait a second. Isn't that weird that the girl doesn't know shit about how you met?
No, I know how we met. I'm just saying like that's not a good security question for me to answer because it's like we didn't meet anywhere really specific. It was.
I would say if we had to meet somewhere, I would go with Rocky Cola. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Rocky Cola.
Because we
Cafe.
Went there right after we met. So I'd say Rocky Cola.
Yeah.
Bada bing.
I think we tried that, but it didn't work. And then we got locked out, so we had to wait like another 12, 24 hours before we could try again to do our password. Anyways, so basically we wrote a letter to Etsy last month, and we got our password reset, so now we're in Etsy. But we don't have the coasters up. We just do the Valentine's Day cards. Some of them say, Happy Valentine's Day. It's like on the front of the card, and inside it says, let's make a baby, or Happy Valentine's Day, let's fuck. Happy Valentine's Day.
You're a cunt.
Oh, shut up.
No?
No.
No, just calling you that. I wasn't saying what was in the card. Hey-o! No.
You're a jerk.
Love you, baby. Love you. Yeah. Four Little Word actually created some danger coasters for us. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So yeah, we're basically on Instagram. You can find us on Instagram at A and then the number 4, like not F-O-U-R. It's because that was already taken by some douchebag. Anyways, A, the number 4, letter word. And you can hit us up there if you want to, you know, order anything, or go on Facebook with A, F-O-U-R, letter word. And you can send us a message there, whatever.
All right, so like their page, like the Danger Hour page, because we're going to, I mean, only because she's my wife, you know, if anyone else were trying to do this, I would say, fuck you guys, all right? That's, you know, it's exclusive for us.
And I think it goes well with your podcast.
That's true.
You guys talk about shit. Because
we're
raunchy,
we're dirty, and we're dangerous. So we're going to have, they made an extra set of coasters, danger coasters, and I don't know how it's going to work as of yet. We haven't really thought about it because, you know, kind of lazy, maybe a little stupid. We haven't thought about how the all the details, but we want to give some of these fucking things away. And anyways, yeah. For right now, like the Danger Hour page on Facebook. Like the four-letter word page on Facebook.
Or Instagram, too. Just so you'll be updated when we do the giveaway. If you want them, it's going to be a set of 4 coasters.
4 coasters, and they all say the Danger Hour on them. And they all have a little something from the Danger Hour. For example, I'm using mine right now called... I fancy that right there on the coaster. Mm-hmm. What do you got over there?
I have baby doll. Fuck you moment.
Fuck you moment. Mm-hmm. And let's see. What's the other ones? Pinky up and like a bitch. So there you go. You can have your own set of 4 right there. 4 little word and the Danger Hour with our powers combined. Yeah. So, okay. Enough salesmanship. Just do it. Just like Nike. Just do it. And we'll get back to you on that. Somebody's going to win something. And it might be one of my family members. I'm not promising anything.
Family members can't win. Sorry.
Oh, fuck. All right, let's get into something. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of this shit. I got a new segment coming up. And here's my second time doing it. And away we go.
Yay! There's a tingle in my butthole!
Nay! I'm manly!
Gay or nay? Gay or nay? Gay or nay?
This is gay or nay.
If you don't know, I think you do know, but in case someone's listening that doesn't know, this is a segment that's, you know, I give a little scenario, and you tell me if I'm gay or not. Or nay. Sorry. Gay or nay. Am I gay in this scenario? Or nay. Am I off the hook? So here's my scenario for you, my love. My beautiful soulmate, darling, angel, cupcake. Here's my scenario. Gay or nay? A grown man walking around with a Frappuccino from Starbucks with whipped cream on top.
Gay. I already told you.
Is it gay?
It's gay.
No, I asked you that one day. I'm like, is it gay that I'm walking around with this fuck? It's gay? It's kind of gay, right? I think it's gay. I just want to hear someone else say it.
It's kind of gay, but...
See, I'm a you know, I grew up a Slurpee guy. I love the iced beverage, and I like the taste of coffee, but I don't like going with hot. I like cold stuff. So when I see
this, I think it's gay because you get the biggest one.
Because I'm used to my Slurpees. I don't fucking know.
It's huge.
So I get this goddamn thing. Yeah, it is huge. Yeah, and sometimes even like an extra shot just to get the caffeine rush or whatever. I'm not a real big coffee guy, but the times I do get it. It's that big bastard with whipped cream. But one day I was in the, they have one in the store, this shopping market over here. And I was going to get one because I was tired as shit. I'm like, I'm going to get one of those Starbucks drinks and I'll walk around and go some shopping real quick. And then right away, I'm like, don't be a faggot. Don't do it. You're going to look like a dick. And I didn't do it because I thought I was going to look like a big homo. So in my head, I was like, yeah, this is gay. But I just want to hear, I want to hear someone else say it. So I'm gay. It's gay.
That's kind of tough because now. Like,
okay, let me ask you. You saw a dude walking around in the store and he's got a big Starbucks cup with whipped cream on top.
Yeah, it's gay.
That's what I thought.
God, if it was like not the, I don't know why it's gay. It just is. But if it was like the hot.
It's the cup, huh? With the big round top. If I was drinking like one of those Frappuccinos out of like that normal cup they
you
got.
You know, I think it's the whipped cream.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're cream. Right. But it's so delicious.
And because it looks all pretty with its like sprinkled whatever they put, like either chocolate or caramel.
Well, no, I don't get sprinkles no more.
Sprinkles and stuff.
I'm not that gay no more.
I think if it was just like the flat top, no whipped cream, you'd be okay.
The flat top, right? Not the round top.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so if you don't get whipped cream, they give you a flat top.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. I got to do that. That's how I'm going to win this. That's a good one. I'm glad we had this talk.
But don't get a big one. That's like a lot.
But I like them big. Hey-oh! No, nothing.
Then you'll always be gay.
Wait, doesn't a real man have a big drink?
Mm.
Wouldn't it be more gay if I had a small one? And it was, like, you know, blended, and it was tiny? That's kind of gay.
I don't know. Don't ask me. Ask.
And, well, I'm going to go with you saying I'm gay. And I'm going to ask Lito next time I see him. You know, he's insane gay anyway. Fuck it, I'm just gay.
Yeah.
I'm going to admit it. I'm gay. Okay. Anyway, speaking of Starbucks, I'm like a Starbucks retard. You know this about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know all the fucking lingo. You go in there.
No, I don't.
I'll take a latte, cappuccino, frappe, latte. What the fuck they call it? I don't know. Venti, mocha, double twist. What the hell they call it? I don't know anything I'm doing. I walk in there, I don't know how long ago, and I feel like a big fucking idiot. Because the guy, oh no, you know what? Take it back. I was at Panera Bread with you, and you gave me that coupon to get like a... What was
get
it?
A free espresso or something.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, what do I do? And the guy was like this big, like, Twinkie type dude. And he's like, oh, what do you want? It's like, I'm not good at this. What is there? Well, there's like a whole menu up there of stuff. Like, what is it that you want? So he gave me a hard time about it. Starbucks is no different. I've gone in there, try to get a drink. And it's like, what the hell is venti? What's this? What's
I think a lot of people are like that, though.
Really?
Yeah. I think a lot of people are like, the big one or the small one. Or,
Well, I mean, I've been called an old soul. I'm sure you know this about me, right? I think you do. Right?
No? You're being called an old soul?
Would you call me an old soul?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like a lot of new stuff? Like, some things I refuse to embrace?
You're starting to become a little old, I guess.
I'm becoming an old timer already?
Yeah.
These goddamn kids.
Yeah.
So anyways, I always feel retarded when I go to Starbucks because I haven't embraced that whole fucking thing yet, even though I've been going there a little bit lately. I don't know why, to tell you the truth, but I feel like an idiot. But the last time I went, you know, I told you like, oh, I'm going to get it. You want something? I'll get you a drink. You're like, can I have the mocha venti? With is that it?
No, that what tall.
Oh, that's a smaller one?
Uh-huh.
Wait, what's the venti? The tallest one?
Yes.
See, I'm still fucking retarded. I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know.
It's okay. You'll get it.
I don't want to get it, though.
Just ordering your gay drinks and you'll get it.
So I go to the fucking thing, and I guess what I used to get when I'd go with you was like a holiday one.
Mm-hmm.
And
caramel
I tell the guy, like, I don't know what I got, man. It had like candies on top of it. Candy sprinkles. And he's like, oh, that sounds like it's the brulee. What is it called?
Caramel brulee.
Caramel brulee. Yeah, we still got that. And so I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm like, well, hey, what about this vanilla one you got? What's that about? Oh, well, you know, that one's not too good. And I was like, really? He's like, I'll be honest with you. It's just, it's, you know, it's okay. It's, and that's my favorite part. There's nothing right home about. Who tells you that? So, you know, that dude, you know, most of the guys are assholes. Most of the people that work at the coffee shops. But he was cool. Nevertheless, I feel like a dickhead when I go there.
Was that the one at Vons or the regular?
No, it was a regular one.
Oh, okay.
Regular dude.
Because people at Vons are actually kind of nice. Anyways, go on.
I think they gave me regular fucking milk because I had the shits that night, assholes.
Probably did.
Yeah, they're not really like trained at Starbucks, right? They're just kind of like
no. That one, I went the last time I went there, they fucked up the order.
Yeah,
they gave me the completely wrong drink.
Those are young idiots, so I don't know. What do you want? Anyway, was I going with anywhere with that shit? Did I? No.
I don't know.
Was there, I don't know. Pretty much, I'm a faggot. That's all.
Oh, that you don't know the lingo.
That's true.
You're an old soul.
And then you know what? Fuck. Like I see like the people sitting down. Reading books in there and shit.
Doing homework.
Does that bug you?
Business. Yeah.
God damn it. I can't stand it.
It does bug me.
Your sister is one of those people.
Who?
I hope you know that.
Who?
Erica.
Oh, yeah. Because she doesn't want to be home.
That's stupid. Go sit in a fucking park. We're going to sit in a goddamn coffee shop like a dickhead.
Because that's what people do.
No, they don't. Douchebags do that.
Oh. Well, douchebags have go you, to
okay,
Starbucks.
Have you ever sat in a coffee shop and read a book? You know why?
No.
Because you're one of the cool ones. That's why. That's why I married you, goddammit. All right. There's been controversy on this show, and it has to do with you. That's why I wanted you on the show a small part of me wanted you on the show for this reason. I want to get to the bottom of this shit. Okay?
What?
Don't fucking lie. Don't lie.
Depends.
Honor and obey is what you agree to on our wedding day.
Yeah, right.
Recently, you gave me a hickey. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the question. All right. Now, all the fucking thousands of listeners have been wondering this. Lito and I have been wondering this. Did you do it on purpose? Don't lie.
Did I do it on purpose?
Yeah. To fuck with me. Because you know I hate those things.
No, I didn't do it to fuck with you. I don't even really. I can't tell you what I even thought at the moment because I have a bad memory.
Sounds like a cop out to me.
But I think, I don't know. I didn't expect it to show up.
See, in my head, I'm like, I bet she fucking did it on purpose because she knows I hate them. There's no. The joke, like to make herself laugh about it later.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not like
so
that.
So only I would do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be the dick, not me. You'd do that shit all the time.
Okay, wait, look me straight in the eye right now. Don't smile and tell me. My love, say, my love, I didn't do it on purpose.
My love, I didn't do it on purpose.
Okay, I believe you.
Good.
That's why I married you, because you're truthful.
Because I'm truthful?
You're truthful.
Wow.
I sure hope so, goddammit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ahem. Next thing I got here is we have a problem in our life. I think it's a pretty big problem. You might not think so, but I really think it is. Our son is a pervert. Now, I talked about this on the last show, I think, that he will, oh my God, he will rub his, is penis a safe word to say? I feel weird even saying that about
penis?
A kid. Yeah.
Why, you want to call it his peepee tail? That's what he calls it.
Yeah, that's what we call it to him. I don't know, just talking about a kid's junk. Like, do you want to say, is that safe, penis?
Sure.
Okay. This still sounds dirty
to me.
It's a
proper term.
Sounds like I'm being a pervert. I don't know. So he rubs his penis on your leg.
Sorry.
He'll walk up to you and totally thrust his penis on your leg and go like, hey, and like smile at you and go like, my peepee tail.
No, he goes, makes a kissy noise.
Well, he does that when he's like, touch. Oh my God, he gets even worse. He'll touch himself and look you right in the eye and go. Like one of those like Mexican construction workers.
I really want to know where the hell he got that from.
I have no clue.
I'm assuming TV.
You ever seen me do that?
No.
Right.
I've never seen anybody that I know do that.
Except the Mexican construction worker, right? Or a gardener.
Except, yeah.
Hey! Yeah. I don't get it. Now, my question is, are you scared about this?
Ask me next year. See if he still does it.
Because you know how they say, kids that kill like animals are going to be like, you know, potential to be serial killers. What if he's doing this shit now because he's going to be like some kind of pervert, like a, you know, pedophile or some kind of rapist or something?
No, I wouldn't go that far. I'd say he just be
being an asshole, but
I'd say he'd just be a pervert, but that's how you are anyway. So maybe he'll just going to be like 100 times worse.
Oh, you mean
than
a
you.
Dude?
But worse than you.
Worse? Oh man, I was a pervert when I was a kid.
Yeah, I know. Some.
How do you know?
You know what? Then that's where he gets it from.
But I didn't show it. It's written in the DNA or what?
Yes.
You believe that?
Yeah.
My brother and I were like, just, well, my brother was way worse than me. You know what my brother would do?
No.
Do you know what he, I'll tell you what he did. He would, like my family, my uncles, this kid would pull his pants down and spread his asshole open. And go, hey! Like,
well, then there you go. Maybe he That's got it from Greg. That's not what I did. Maybe he got it from Greg.
Oh, Jesus. How would he get it from my brother, though?
I don't know, I'm just saying.
Anyway, dude, my brother was the worst. He would literally pull his pants down and spread his cheeks.
That's disgusting.
And you wouldn't see him do it. He would do it while his, like, his, you know, your, his, your back was to him. He'd go, hey. He'd turn around and there he is. There's his ex singing at you.
I don't know. I'm just hoping it's a phase. I think it, somebody said, one of my friends said, well, maybe just try ignoring it and see, you know, if he stops doing it. But it's hard to ignore it because it's like, if he even does that shit in public, it's like, don't do that.
It is funny though.
It's disgusting.
But it's funny though, right?
It's funny. And then he like goes around kissing my butt. Like,
oh yeah, he does
kisses
that to me
your
too.
Butt.
You know, today he touched my, you know.
He's curious.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe he's curious.
A little bi curious, maybe. I think he's gay.
I don't think so. He's too young.
Gay or nay? Gay.
Shut up. Nah, he's too young to even tell. But whatever. We'll see.
I'm calling it right now.
Okay.
I'm calling it.
Okay.
All right. Is that going to make you hate him when he gets older?
Is what going to make me hate him?
That he's gay.
Why would I hate him?
Because he's gay.
No.
No grandbabies for you. You know what? I got more. I got more to be mad about because my lineage will be destroyed. I'm not having any more kids, right? Or do you want to?
Oh, my God. No.
So my name dies with him. If he's a homo, that's it. It's over for me.
Well, then you have your brother. Hopefully.
Unless I
have
some
boy.
Kind of affair later and I get another girl knocked up. Is that okay? If my son winds up being gay, can I have an affair?
Seriously, you're asking me that question? What do you think?
I just want it to be documented. And if you said yes, then I'd hold it to you.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, fine. Anyway, yeah, I think it's a real, you know, fucking A. I've never seen any other little boy do shit like this before. That's why I'm concerned. I've never seen it before.
Well, how many little boys have you been around?
Oh, quite a few.
How about you, like, start some kind of, like, questionnaire on Facebook. Do you know any little boys that do this?
Why do I sound like an old man when I'm putting it on the Facebook? Do you know any little boys?
Because you're an old soul.
That's true. You're right. Ah, look at you. That's why I married you, because you're smart.
Oh, God. You married me for a bunch of reasons, huh? Well, I guess so.
For your coaster making skills. I don't know it then, but I knew that one day you'd come of age with your coasters.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up, it's a weird, not related topic, really. Unless you talk about Dirty Boys. That's kind of related. Do you like Taylor Swift?
No.
Do you like her music?
We are never, ever, ever. You know, her music is very, very catchy.
Uh-huh.
Wee!
We're like never getting.
You know, lyrics.
Isn't that the best part of the song? Like never ever. Or
yeah.
What did you say?
You know, it's fun and entertaining, but the lyrics are stupid and annoying. But it's fun and entertaining. It's catchy, so I can stand listening to it. But I don't like her.
Take a guess who that song was written about.
The other Taylor that she was with.
No. Think hotter in your head.
Hotter
in your head.
I honestly don't even know who she's been with.
Okay. I'm going to give you a list of names. I looked it up because I was curious, right? Because I heard she got dumped again recently. So I'm like, how many fucking dudes has this girl been with, right?
Too many.
So this is only celebrity guys. There was like a whole nother list of like normal dudes before.
Oh, God.
I couldn't believe it. All right. So here's not a particular order.
Why do people want to be with her?
Hold on. Hold on. Don't jump ahead. Hold on. Just hold your horses. All right. No particular order. These are all the dudes that I looked up. Celebrities. Joe Jonas.
Ugh.
No, isn't he the cute one?
They're all ugly.
I think.
Me.
Oh, I mean, yeah, they're all ugly. Taylor Lautner. Mm-hmm. You like him?
He's okay. He's kind of weird looking, but
don't
he's
they both
okay.
look alike?
Who?
They got the same face.
Who?
Him and her. Look at like the squinty eyeballs.
Oh, those weird creepy eyeballs, yeah.
They look, dude, if you pull up the pictures side by side, they look pretty damn similar.
Yeah.
Except one's darker.
Yeah.
And one's more girly.
Okay.
That's all. Let's see. Jake Gyllenhaal.
She was with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Oh, yeah. That's what the song's about.
How come I didn't know this?
Because you're not in touch with celebrities. That's
yeah, I'm not.
That's what? Why I married you. You're not in touch with celebrities.
No, really? She? What? Her and Jake Gyllenhaal?
What? Are you jealous?
I'm not jealous. I'm
shocked. I know you like him and all that, but, you know, come on. Contain yourself.
I'm shocked
yourself.
That he would, like, stoop down to that level.
Are you all gushy now? Relax. Take a break over there. I'm going to go take a walk.
Sorry. The thought of them together does not make me gushy.
I don't know who this is. Oh, yeah, I do. Corey Monteith. You know who that is?
Nope.
Corey Monteith. Yeah, he's a dude from Glee. The main guy. The singing
what?
Homo. Yeah, that dude.
The tall white boy?
Yeah, main dude, yeah.
What?
The main dude.
What the freaking hell?
John Mayer.
Oh, my God.
You know about that one?
I don't know.
I think I remember hearing about that one.
Don't. All right,
I'm going to keep going.
How old is this girl? Isn't she like 18?
I don't know. I think she's 21, 20. I don't know.
She's been with all these guys?
I'm not done. Do you know who Lucas Till is?
No.
Neither do I. Garrett Hedlund?
Nope.
Cord Overstreet?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. Connor Kennedy?
No.
He's a Kennedy.
Oh, so God.
That's that deal. Harry Styles? He's from One Direction. I guess they're like the big band right nowadays. And I don't know any fucking songs with them.
Jesus.
I'm not done. Eddie Redmayne? He was a dude on the movie we just watched with fucking A. No, you didn't watch it. Never mind. I just watched it. Never mind. Zac Efron.
Okay, that I know.
You like that dude, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying. That's why I said, oh,
Jesus
yeah.
Christ. That's what I like about you. You're a whore. I mean, oh, sorry. I love you.
That's crossing the line.
All right. Yeah. Anyways, okay. After all that shit,
God,
why are dudes getting involved with this girl?
Because they want to have a song written about them so they can be famous.
You think so? Hey, that's a good angle. I didn't think about that.
Probably. They're like, yeah, it's all for publicity and all that bullshit.
She's with all these dudes that we know of on this paper I just read, and with all the dudes that are not famous. Now, like you said, she's young. She seems pretty fucking slutty, right?
Yeah.
Do you think she's really a fucking mess? Because all these dudes are breaking up with her. And, you know, when is the question posed when it's like, is it them or me?
She's a mess and she doesn't know it.
And, you know, I don't know. I wasn't really like the player type dude. Maybe I wasn't.
You wasn't.
Maybe
you weren't really? How about you weren't?
Maybe I wasn't. Maybe I wasn't. That's all I'm saying. Hey, you know, why we're talking like Stallone all of a sudden? Why would dudes get involved with her after knowing that she's been, you know, used up and thrown out all these times?
Because she's famous.
That's why?
Yeah, and that's why a lot of celebrities, I think, get together. Like, they're not necessarily because they like each other, but because they know it's going to start something, people are going to talk about it, and it's probably just all an act.
Do you think she's hot?
No.
She's creepy, right?
Yes.
She's like a skeleton.
She's like those, she reminds me of like those, you know, like when you're the old cougar cat women looking people, but she just looks like a young old cougar cat. I don't know. She just looks creepy.
Anyway, yeah, I wanted to get a girl's perspective on that. I don't get it. She's not, I mean, I would say, okay, maybe on a good day, she's a cute girl. But she's nothing like, I mean, I'm kind of a little like upset why Jake Gyllenhaal would get with her because I would expect him to do better than her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fucking Jake Gyllenhaal. Why would he get with Taylor Swift? I don't understand it.
So people can talk about it.
Oh my God. Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's a conspiracy.
He's got some looks, huh? That dude.
Yes, he does.
Okay, let's move on. Speaking of that, speaking of him, he's a movie star. Let's get on to
the Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose. Good day, sir.
All right. Angel darling, love of my life. Beautiful angel love. Dusty. I don't know where Dusty came from. Love Muffin. What else I got there? Did I say angel already? I did.
Apple of my eye.
Cookie dough. My cookie dough dumpling face. I don't know. What do you got?
Okay. Sorry if this sucks, but I had no idea what movie to do. Anyways, here goes. How's Mama? She's fat. Come on, man. She's not all that big. And then so and so, he says his name, but I don't want to say it because it might give it away.
I understand.
What? Listen, I saw a guy at the state fair who was a little bit bigger. A little bit bigger? Look, all I'm saying is that she's not the biggest I've ever seen, okay? Tucker, she's a whale. Well, take her out for a walk once in a while. Take her out for a jog. She's a whale. Tucker, she's a whale. That's it.
Jesus Christ, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. If I would have said one of the other guy's names, you probably might have gotten it.
Tucker.
Yeah, that's not going to give anything away.
She's a whale.
Think of a fat lady.
Oh.
Did I just give it away?
You might have. Is it What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yes, you're welcome.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice for me.
Well, come on.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. My mom really thought that Leonardo DiCaprio was retarded.
Yeah.
She didn't know. She really thought
I kind of thought so too.
I knew it. I knew who was. I knew retarded? Who wasn't. I can't believe I used to have a big crush on him in high school.
What's not to believe?
But now that I look back, like, he wasn't that cute. Why did I have a big crush on him?
Because he was the hot new thing.
He was pretty hot.
You felt... No, I'm saying the hot new thing as in he was in.
No, he was hot to me back then. Oh. I thought he was hot.
Well, I thought you said now you look back and he's like, he's not... He wasn't hot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, my young self thought he was hot, but here's my old self now thinks he wasn't... Think he's not hot.
Here's what happened. You saw this dude, thought he was hot, you know? Looked at this guy like, wow, look at him. But here's what happened. You met me, and after that, no one else can really compare. No one evens up no more.
Oh, yeah.
Now you look back, and it's like, ah, what the fuck was I thinking?
I know.
Now that I met this guy over here.
Exactly. All I can think about is you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake Gyllenhaal.
And, wait.
Don't say Channing Tatum. I'll fucking leap over this table and strangle you.
No, not him.
Okay, good.
Efron.
Oh. Really?
Now, yeah.
I guess.
When he was first like coming out, like High School Musical or whatever the hell he was in his longish hair. No, that didn't, no.
Mm-hmm.
But then he did that one movie with a short hair and he's kind of like grown up. And I was like, oh, wow.
Kind of like manly now.
Wow.
Filled out.
Wowzers. I'm getting all right, gushy.
Okay. That's,
gushy.
That's enough. That's enough. Zac Efron. Oh boy.
You want my beer?
Yes.
It's gross.
Oh, for the first time, I got my wife to drink a beer. And she took about two sips and she's done with it now.
It's so gross. I don't know how. Ugh. It makes me want to puke.
All right. Here's my movie. Are you ready?
Yes.
I know you're going to get it for sure.
Good.
It's. I'm thinking which one of my two quotes is. Because, you know, there's always a backup quote just in case.
Oh, I didn't have one.
So, shit. You're going to get it both, I think.
Yay, me.
Yeah, you know that. Whatever. All right, let's go. I'm going to take a couple words out so you won't get it. Because it'd be kind of obvious, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Remember, there's heroes and there's legends. Heroes get remembered.
Come on, really?
Legends never die.
Really? Really?
Okay, let me go with my first one then. Let me see if you want Let me see if you would have got it on the first quote. Or the second, I started the backup. I was debating which one. Yeah, that was a fucking, that was a giveaway. That was giveaway.
Obvious.
All right, here's my first
considering
one.
I watched that movie a lot.
Here's my first one. It wasn't first, but it was a possible first. Honey, I want you to make some friends this summer. Lots of them. Yeah, I know. But I'm not good at anything, Mom. Face it. I'm just an egghead. Would you have gotten it then? Fuck! I should have went with that one.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. I just, you know, they make some friends this summer. I was like, yeah, it's obvious.
No.
The other one's more
the
obvious.
The other one's a lot more obvious
I'm
than that one.
I'm a fucking idiot and I'm dumb. That's why I married you. Why did I marry you? So what movie is it?
Sandlot.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. Sandlot.
Yep. Okay, but who said that line? The first one I read.
That was in his dream.
Who was it? I said, not where was it?
I don't know. Oh, the great Bambino.
Yep. His real name?
Sultan of Swat. The yes. Colossus of Clout. The Colossus of Clout.
Wait, you know every other nickname except what his name is? What the fuck?
I'm having a major brain fart right
Wait
now.
Wait a second. When it comes to baseball, you don't know this guy's fucking name.
Because I'm having a brain
He's
fart.
He's got a candy bar named after him.
Babe Ruth.
There it is.
I feel like that kid in the movie. I didn't know his name who he was. Smalls.
All right. Speaking of movies, we recently watched a movie, starring Jennifer Aniston and Paul Rudd. And that dude's name? Ah, shit. I don't know his name.
What? The husband?
What?
Her husband?
Her husband now, right? In real life?
Yeah. Yeah. Which I just found out. I didn't even know she was married.
Yeah. That dude.
What's his name? Out of
Timothy. Tim.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know.
The husband or somebody
else? Yeah, the husband.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway. What's the movie called? Anyway,
I have a bad memory.
Wanderlust.
Oh, I would never have gotten that.
Okay. Okay. This movie is basically Aniston and Paul Rudd are living in New York, I believe it's New York, and he loses a job. They lose the house they're in, and they start driving somewhere. I don't know. They're going to his brother's house, right? And they take this path off the road, and they wind up going to like a hippie little fucking
bed and breakfast type thing.
Yeah. Full of hippies. Anyways, it's an okay movie. It's whatever. It's not great. It's a decent rental with if you got a girl, just sit down and watch this fucking thing. But it's nothing I know about. But she winds up seeing this dude who's I'm gonna look up his fucking name. You know, all the girls know. They're all whoever's listening. If it's a girl screaming at me right now, I know his name. But let's see. Hold on, Jennifer Aniston. Justin Thoreau, that's his name.
Oh, you're way off.
I said Tim. Yeah, I'm wrong. I was off. Justin Thoreau, good looking dude. You think so?
Yeah, no? He's not too shabby. He's okay.
Anyways, he's like the major. He's like the main hippie. You know, they wind up hanging out in this like hippie area, and you know, they wind up saying that it's all an open community of lovemaking. Everyone shares everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that shit?
Mm-hmm.
My question to you, baby doll, is. Would you be down with that?
Fuck no. Why the hell would I be down with that?
Would you be down to the possibility of that?
No.
Like, you know, just a small group. Maybe like our best friends. We all like...
okay. In that case, sure.
Oh, yeah? What if World War III breaks out and the whole place gets leveled and somehow we all survived? You know, all of our closest friends. Would you be down with us going like, hey, we're all... friends and you know, let's just share each other. Would you be down with that?
Sure, James. Just for you, sure. Just for your amusement.
No, honestly, I forget all the friend thing. I was just curious if you would ever be a person that would take that into consideration.
An open marriage.
Not an open marriage. Like a small community like that, where everybody is just, you know. Let's say, okay, like the caveman days. Everyone raised the kids. There wasn't just the one mom and dad. The community raised all the kids.
Oh.
The community would spank the kids. The community would take care of each other.
Maybe if I was raised that way, it'd be okay. But since I was never raised that way, then no, it's not okay. It's not okay in my head.
So I can't talk into it, huh?
Shut up. You know for a fact that you would not do it yourself.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Of course
wait,
you would.
Wait. Are there like a lot of hot chicks though in this area?
Yeah, a lot of
chicks. Wait, I got to think about it. Okay, the dude's ugly?
They're hot.
Fuck. How hot though? Like, are they hotter than the girls?
They're hotter than you.
That can't happen.
They're all average. Everyone's average.
Everybody's average?
Yeah.
But then you'd be average. So it means everyone would look like you and you're not average. God damn, that'd be sexy. So, see what I did there? I paid you compliments and
yeah, as you're talking about wanting to screw some other women in this open community marriage.
All right, fine, you win. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. No. I love you too much, baby.
Okay, I changed my mind. I will do it.
Ah, fuck it then. I still wouldn't do it. I'd be home raising our kids.
It's because you wouldn't want to see me with another person, that's why.
No, I wouldn't.
But you could live with yourself knowing that you did it with another woman.
Would you know?
Yes, I would know, you idiot.
I'm just kidding. No, it's too weird. It is weird. Wait, what if we became Mormon and I just got like two extra wives?
You can't just, okay, I'm Mormon now, let's have some extra wives.
Really?
You can't just do that.
What if we move to Utah, though? Make it more official. No,
do you
stop.
Want a serious answer?
I'm going to stop. All right. I'm just messing with you. All right. Let's see what else. No, speaking of this stuff, do you know what super dict means?
Super dict.
The term super dict. You know
super
what that means?
Super dict.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you told me.
I did?
Yes.
What does it mean?
It means like when somebody ruins something for you, kind of. Like a movie.
Exactly. So, listeners that don't know what it is or don't never heard it before, I got a buddy named Super Dick, and he ruined The Dark Knight Rises for me and Leto because of all his fucking facts and, and truth that he spoke.
Well, that's your fault.
You Why is it my fault?
Because you got it all out of him.
Yeah, that's true. Oh. Well, we saw Dark Knight Rises, of course, like everybody else did, and I liked it a lot. And then we had Super Dick on the podcast, and he shit on the whole movie and told us why it sucked. And it's like, you know what? He makes a lot of sense. And he ruined the movie for us. So he's Super Dick. So I made up the term Super Dicked when it refers to having something ruined for you. Now, you Super Dick something for me. Do you know what it is?
I Super Dicked something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I know.
What is it?
Horse face.
And who's Horseface?
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel, who I once thought was a very attractive
Horseface.
Yeah. A very attractive woman, much like most men in America, I would imagine. And you ruined her for me. I can't look at this girl no more at
Thank
all.
God.
I can't look at her.
Good, because she's a fucking horse face.
But do you realize what you've done to me?
Yes, and I'm glad.
You've, st-
I
you've
have no
stolen
shame.
Something from me. Okay? There are a few actresses out there that I find attractive.
Why would you think a horse is attractive?
Well, hey, you can ride a horse. Hey-oh! No? Anyway, so no, I thought she was really pretty, right? I'm not really pretty, but of course her, you know, she's got a body on her, you know. I can talk about this because you said Jake Gyllenhaal's hot. So, you know, she's got a body on her.
Oh, my God. That's all I said.
She's got a really nice body. Her face, I thought, was okay. When she was younger, it was okay. Just when she gets older, it seems like it's getting, like you said, it's getting more horsey. I don't know. But, yeah, once you kept saying that and putting that shit in my head, it's like every time I see her now, it's like all I think is fucking horse face.
But I think a lot of people agree with me. A lot of girls I know agree with me.
I think I ruined Leto also.
With what?
Well, you did, I mean.
With what?
With Horseface.
Oh, he liked her too?
I told you, I think every guy does, yeah.
Oh. Well, it's about damn time you realize she looks like a horse.
You're starting a horse movement. A horse face movement.
Hillary Duff looks like a horse, too. So for Hillary all you people Duff. Who think you like Hillary Duff, think of a horse now.
Hillary Duff, am I thinking of the right person? Let me look her up real quick. Hillary Duff.
I think it's because she got all her teeth.
Oh, she got caps, huh?
Yeah, I don't know why people do that. They just...
Let's look at her anyway. I forgot. I always get confused with all these broads, those young girls.
Oh, her sister looks like a horse, too.
Oh, she was on Napoleon Dynamite, huh?
No. Oh, the sister? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She got... Yeah, look at her. Look at those chompers. Look at those chompers.
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah, oh, man. She's not bad looking when she's not having her mouth open. Anyway. You ruined her for me. It's all over. I can't look at her the same way. I even got a recommendation from my buddy Super Dick, who told me to watch Powder Blue about her being a stripper. And I gotta tell you, I could not appreciate that movie.
Good.
She was too horsey for me. Good. She looked more horse than normal in that movie. I just want to say, what do you got to say for this? What do you got to say for yourself?
I gotta give myself a pat on the back. A high five.
Oh, man. I hope you're happy with yourself. That's all I'm saying.
I am. Can you not tell?
Oh, man.
So what animal do you think I look like?
Oh, Christ. You need to put me in the spot like that?
Shut up.
Okay, I got it. A husky. Do you know why?
Why?
Because huskies are fucking beautiful. Hey-o! Gotcha! I call huskies the supermodels of dogs. Wait, are you a dog? Perhaps. But a sexy one at that. I don't know. What's a hot animal? That's what you would look like. However I could be safe on this question, that's what my answer is.
A hot animal.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't... Well, if you were talking about dogs, and those are pretty good looking dogs, but I can't say any animals are hot. I could say maybe animals that are like pretty or something. Like a peacock is pretty, but that's a dude.
Like, how do you figure?
The peacocks, the pretty ones are males.
Really?
Yeah. Because they need to attract the girl.
Huh.
Yep.
I'm a peacock. Let me fly, bro. So, but you want me to say exactly what kind of animal you look like, not just say, oh, a pretty one. I'm going to go with...
Chipmunk.
Not a chipmunk. I'm going to go with... A swan.
A swan?
I don't know. A moose? I don't know. A moose.
Why a moose?
A little beard going on? I don't know. Some,
Shut the fuck up.
All right. Let's see what else I got here. Oh. Okay. Before we close it out, what is it called when you have a list of celebrities that you're allowed to sleep with? I forget the hell it's called. I'm going blank. My stupid brain doesn't work a lot of times.
It's just called the list.
Is it?
I think so.
Is it really? Okay, who's on your list? I don't know. Did you already say that before?
Probably. I don't know.
Jake Gyllenhaal,
Zac Efron.
Oh, Christ.
Ryan Gosling.
What? My brother?
No, not your brother.
It looks similar.
They look similar, but no. Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, well, I don't know. He's getting kind of eh.
You're just over him. He's not the hot thing no more.
Not really. Man, you should have, like, let me prepare for this. Gotta do some research.
I don't even have any. Just you, baby.
Bullshit.
I just want you.
Could Beckinsale?
Oh, yeah, her too.
Megan Fox, which I don't understand.
You know what? Yeah, I'll still go with her.
I don't get it.
You don't think she's hot?
She's kind of creepy gross.
I guess horse faces cross off the list. She's out. But who else? There's not really that... Oh, man.
I don't know. I'll do research and get back to you.
Please don't. What about Channing Tatum?
No, I don't.
Fucking douchebag.
I don't understand that. No.
You said he's cute.
He's okay, but he's not on my list.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I go with Kate Beckinsale. I guess I go with, yeah, whatever, Megan Fox. She kind of lost something with her.
Because she got pregnant?
But yeah, maybe. Yeah.
How can you say that? I've been She's pregnant twice.
She's all destroyed now.
Yeah, and I've been twice, fucker.
Let's see. Who else is there? Give me somebody. You know. Who do I like?
What about, like, supermodels? I mean, like, the Victoria's Secret girls. Don't you like that one girl with the big teeth? You like big teeth.
Okay, there's two Victoria's Secret. Ah, but, okay.
They're old news.
Okay, that one, what the fuck's her name, dude? The dark-haired chick. Yeah, she's got big teeth.
Adriana.
Lima. That's something. It. But she's, yeah, she's got her weird fucking mouth.
Yeah.
And the other one has got a real pretty face, Alessandra Ambrosio. But she's, like, too skinny.
Mm-hmm.
She's like too bony skinny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Bones, see, I don't have anybody, man. Hard. I don't know. I don't know. No, can't say her.
Because I'm the only one.
I
right?
can't say her either. You know who else is the horse face? Anne Hathaway.
Now she does because she got really skinny.
She cut her hair off too.
But she's never been hot anyway, so.
She's not hot, but she's got that thing about her in some movies. Words. I don't know, just that factor about her. The sexy time factor. You don't think so? Oh. What about my other girl? What's her name? Blue-eyed girl. Dark hair.
Oh, the weirdo?
The weirdo. Zoe. She's got the X factor.
She's so creepy.
She's got the X factor. She seems like a cool chick to hang out with.
Maybe, yeah. You know what? I don't like her, the way she sings.
I don't mind it.
I don't like her old soul singing. It's really annoying.
I guess I'm going to go with three. I don't know. Maybe I should go with horse face just to spite you.
I don't care. You think? I know that you think she looks like a horse, so I don't care anymore.
Yeah, you're right. I can't fucking do it. You defeated me. That's it. It's over. I don't even care no more. You really fucked the whole thing for me.
Good.
There was one chick on one of those like Friday the 13th movies or whatever it was. She was, anyways. If you saw the stone cold look I'm getting right now. Oh, man. That's why I married you. You get conviction. I appreciate that.
Why did I marry you?
Let's ponder that right now.
No, because you forced me. Just kidding.
Oh, fuck that. Okay, so apparently if you run into Zac Efron, I'm supposed to allow you to get, allow you to be ravaged by him. Is that true?
No.
And it's okay?
No.
He's on your list, though.
So?
If you run into Ryan Gosling, it's like, oh, Ryan, I watched The Notebook. Oh, I want to have Alzheimer's with you. Do me. Right?
It's all for fun, but even if that happened... I mean, even if you really ran into them, you know it's not going to happen.
What if it... Okay, whoa. What if I run into Kate Beckinsale next week and, get her heart broken or something, and here I come. I'm looking extra good. I got extra charm going on that night. And I was like, hey, how you doing there, Kate? What do you say? I don't know. What do you tell hot girls? What do you say there, Kate? And she's like, oh, what's your name? I'm a danger. Oh, really? Let's have sex. What did that happen? And we went through with it. It was like totally hot and all that stuff. What would happen if I told you afterwards?
And you actually went through with it?
Yeah. I'm like, hey, we talked about it. You said it was cool.
But I never said it was cool.
Okay, fine. What if I was able to pull it off, though? Where you would say, okay, even if you didn't meet them, there's no way it's going to happen. What if I was able to pull it off with my charm, my wit, and charisma?
And I'd say bye-bye.
Really?
Yes.
You would leave me for banging Kate Beckinsale?
Yes.
You got to give a pass on that one.
I'm sorry. With marriage, there's no pass. You're married, there's no pass.
What if I got horse face? And I'd be like, you know what? I got her, but it wasn't enjoyable because all I saw was a horse face the whole time.
I'm sorry. I don't care who the hell it is. It's never okay. Not with me.
All right. As long as we put it out there, now we know each other. Now we got our limits.
I think it's been out there.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah, because would you really want me doing, you know, Zac Efron or Ryan Gosling?
I'll tell you what. I'll wear a Zac Efron mask tonight, and you wear a horse. No, don't wear a horse face one. Where's, I don't know. Where's somebody else?
I'm going to wear a horse
face. You wear Ryan Gosling, and I'll wear Zac Efron. We'll just go at it. I'm not saying nothing. That's all I'm saying. Actually, I got one more thing for you.
Hey, baby, I want to fuck.
I want to get married.
I want to kill.
Put those together and you have fuck, marry, kill.
All right.
Oh, God.
This is called Fuck, Marry, Kill, if you couldn't tell by that wonderful intro. And I'm going to give you a little scenario here, Natalie. Light of my life. I'm going to give you three people. You got to fuck one, marry one, kill one, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, here it goes.
Okay.
Clint Howard.
Who the fuck is that?
Ah, shit. I was afraid of this. Hold on.
You know me. You know I don't know names.
Yeah, you might know Clint Howard. He's famous. Come on.
Well, okay.
But he's Ron Howard's brother. All right, look at this dude.
I'm so bad with names.
That's him.
Ew. That's disgusting.
Okay, Honey Boo Boo's mom.
I don't even know who she looks like.
Okay. We've never seen that show before, but let me pull her up. Okay, so you got that dude locked in your head, right? Clint Howard.
Oh, God. I'm going to have nightmares.
Honey Boo Boo's mom. Here we go. Hold on. Here we go.
Honey Boo Boo. Oh, my God.
So her. Okay. And the last one is. Do you know who Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern Show is?
Yes.
Do
that
you?
Little midget
black little black guy?
Yeah.
Okay, let's pull him up right now just to refresh your memory.
Fuck, marry, kill. Oh my
there he
God.
Is.
He's so ugly.
All right. Once again, Clint Howard, Beetlejuice from Howard Stern, and Honey Boo Boo's mom. Fuck, marry, kill. Go.
Oh, God. Fucking A. Oh, God. I think I'd kill him.
You don't want, look, you don't like that face?
I kill Beetlejuice because that's. Poor guy.
Well, he's already dead.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. Okay. Oh, James, don't show me that. I have nightmares.
Nightmares?
Oh, God.
Wait, you're not a fan of Beetlejuice? Look at that guy. Look at that smile.
No.
A face only a mother could love, huh?
Oh, my God. Look poor at guy. That.
Look at okay. that dude.
So he's dead, so obviously I'd kill him.
He's dead.
Oh, fuck.
Nah, but it's supposed to be he's alive, though.
Fucking Mary. Oh, God. I'd marry Honey Boo Boo.
Her mom?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Well, I wouldn't want to marry that other guy because he's even, I mean, she's just.
He's got the most money.
She's just a fat white lady. He is disgustingly
He's got
ugly.
The most money.
Oh, that's true.
Wait, so you fucked a fat white lady? You got to go out. You got to do everything with her, though.
Wait, if it's about money. But if I'm married to that Howard guy, I still have to fuck him. Right? Or can I just not and let him, like, have an affair? Okay.
I think for this purpose, I'm going to say you got to fuck him.
But that's not fair.
You got to marry him.
But then.
Everything that a marriage consists of.
Oh, God.
Like us. Like, what? Six times a week. Just like us. Is that true?
Whatever. Fine. I'd marry the rich guy. And.
You marry Clint Howard. You fuck Honey Boo Boo's mom. And you kill Beetlejuice.
Yes. And then I would get like AIDS or something so that I won't have to fuck Howard. So that he'd be scared to screw me.
You would get AIDS on purpose?
Or crabs or...
You know what? I'd probably do the same. Well, I wouldn't do that, but I'd probably pick the same people to kill off and stuff.
Yeah, because...
Yeah.
Honey Boo Boo's mom.
She's gross, dude.
Yeah, she's gross, but...
She's gross.
I don't know.
You got to be licking all that. Look at that.
I'm not gonna lick anything.
No, you got to be up all in there. Look at this picture.
Excuse me, I don't have to lick anything because when you say fuck, that just means having sex. That doesn't mean foreplay.
Well, how do girls do it? Bunch of licking and whatnot, right? There, look at that. Oh boy. Woo. Anyway, you happen to have anyone for me right at the top of your head? I know we didn't prepare for this, but no.
Job is that Jabba the Hutt?
Yes, it is.
Fine, that one.
Which one?
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt.
Is it Java or Jabba?
Jabba.
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 Jabba the Hutt. That kid on that Super Bowl commercial that like made out with that girl.
Oh fuck me.
And
so Jabba the Hutt. The nerdy kid from that Super Bowl commercial that made out with the chick.
Mm-hmm.
And who else?
Jabba
the Hutt.
What's his name from Harry Potter? The guy with the big giant with the fro and the curly hair.
Hagrid or something?
I think so. Well, he's not too bad, I guess. I should have put something on.
That's an easy one. Okay. Kill Jabba the Hutt. Because fuck him, right?
I don't know. Do you want to?
Okay. I would fuck the nerdy kid from the commercial. Because he's obviously inexperienced. So he wouldn't know what the hell's going on. I'd get in there, you know. I would do him real good.
Show him how it's done.
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't know what's happening. He wouldn't know what to do. So that'd be, you know, over and done with quick. And then I'd,
We're going to ruin him for life.
I don't care about his feelings. It's about me, homie. And I would marry Hagrid. Is that his name? Hagrid?
I don't know.
Hagrid? I don't know.
Hagrid?
Hagrid? I don't know. I'd marry the giant from what's his name? Harry Potter. Because he seems like a nice dude.
I know.
And he would take care of me. He'd make sure I was safe. He'd protect me and whatnot. With his magic.
He's a magic man, mama.
How about the
devil? He's got the magic hands.
I change it. The devil.
The devil? I pay the devil every time.
But it'd be hard.
Infinite power?
Wouldn't have infinite power.
He would.
Yeah.
Like, hey, devil, give me some beer right now. Make sure I never get any weight from this beer either.
Mm-hmm.
Stay thin. Mm. Sexy. Anyway. All right, Pookie Doodle. Let's go ahead and close this shit out for real this time. With, I fancy that. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's, I fancy that.
Fancy, fancy, fancy.
All right, honey boo boo. Sweet darling child, sweet child of mine. Sweet love, dumpling, sugar, taffy. I don't know. I'm not good with that.
Ah.
What do you fancy?
I fancy Instagram.
That's true.
It can be.
That's all you fancy all day.
It can be hours of entertainment. It can be motivational.
How many people are you following on that thing?
Probably like in the 200s.
Holy shit.
It could be 200 inspiring. People. Probably. It's free advertisement. For example, my jewelry business or the coasters. Or
how many are following you?
1,300 something.
What?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure a lot of them don't even go on anymore.
That's still impressive.
It's nothing compared to these other people.
How many does the day drawer have? Like 60?
There's people on there, like YouTube guru, like YouTube people and whatnot. They have like 200 something thousand followers, or just like makeup people or nail people have like 30,000 followers. This is a ridiculous number of followers.
I gotta tell you, I love Instagram. It's fun.
It is fun. It's very, you can suck your life away.
And it does. One time I asked Jasmine, what does mommy do all day?
She's on her phone all day looking at things.
I bet you she'd say the same thing about you, though.
Oh, bullshit. That's not true.
It's totally true.
I do, you know, I make puzzles. Okay. I don't know. I slept today. Had a good nap today.
Yes, I know that.
I played some Batman the other day for a while.
All day yesterday. Father of the year.
I was hungover, dude. Give me a break. Anyway. What do you fancy?
Instagram. It's like infinite amount, infinite like entertainment. And there's like everything and anything. If you want to, it's kind of like, you know, Google in a way. You want to see a picture or something, just hashtag it and pops up. Except for
like boobies.
You know, bad word. No. There's like words on there that if you type in, it's not going to show you anything.
Oh, that's right. That's a different website I go on. I love messing with you. That's why I married you. So close it out.
What? Oh. I fancy Instagram.
La, 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 la. All right. Here's what I fancy. I fancy my wife getting into next year's fantasy football league.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you'd be happy about that.
Well, why the fuck would I say it?
Yeah, that
why
was
would I ask you?
That was kind of a surprise.
Why?
Because you...
It makes perfect sense if you think about it.
How?
I'll tell you how. And look...
Because you don't have to hear me bitching to you about it.
That's right. That's right. You know, I wasn't going to say anything about it. I was going to let you, you know, oh, he wants me to be a part of it, which is fine. That's true. But right when I said, oh, yeah, because my buddy Bobbert, who's been on the show before, he goes, I'm doing it. He was over here for a Super Bowl, which was, don't get me started with that. So he came over here. We watched the game and he's like, hey, yeah, I'm doing my own league next year, a fantasy league. He's like, you want in? It's for beginners. I'm like, fuck yeah, I want in. I want to try it. He's like, yeah, it's for people that don't really know what that's going on, but, you know, we're all going to learn together, blah, blah, blah. But he knows what's happening. Anyways, so I tell my lovely wife tonight over some dinner, and she's like, what? That means you're going to watch more football next year?
Oh, shut up. It wasn't
that's
like
how you
that.
Sound. And
yeah, you always make me sound like a big bitch. So full of it.
And I go, what's the problem?
You're going to watch more football next year.
Yeah. What else did you say? That was pretty much it, right?
I didn't say that.
So I said, why don't you play?
I actually didn't say anything.
I said, no, bullshit. I said, why don't you play?
Well, why would I play?
And I said, come on, it'll be fun. Get involved. And I'm like, we don't got to watch every game, do we? we can find stats online. Like, that's right.
Okay, I'll play.
I was like, holy shit. Here's what happened in my head. It's like, all right, my wife doesn't like this shit. She doesn't want me watching football. I get it.
Because you never used to before, and now all of a sudden you fucking watch it. It's like a waste of a fucking Sunday.
No, it's not. Not for me.
Exactly. But you can't just think about you when you have a family.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, you know, anyways. So that's why I told you. Hey, why don't you do it too? You'll get involved. You know, we can do this together. It'd be fun to fuck with each other and talk a lot of shit. Ah, your team lost. What a dick you are. Right? And the other thing is, you know, you won't get mad about me watching football because you'd be doing the same thing. I'm a fucking genius. Give it up.
Yeah, but then our kids are going to be so sad.
Oh. You put chloroform in a little towel, put it over the kids' mouths. They're up for a good like 4 hours at a time, right?
Yeah, let's drug our kids.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Then we'll even know what happened.
Mm.
Anyway.
Because I'll be too stupid to remember.
So my wife getting involved with fantasy football. I fancy that. All right. And now the darker side of life. It's time for the fuck you moment. And here we go.
Fuck you!
All right. Light of my life. What do you want to say fuck you to?
I want to say fuck you to germs. To viruses. To the fucking worst flu this year? What is it? Like, this year has been the worst flu epidemic for like a really long time.
For you?
No. For me, but for a lot of other people too.
Is that true?
Yes. I've been hearing that this flu season has been like the worst, and I don't know how long, but it's really bad, obviously, because I was bedridden for like 4 days. So
yeah, you were out of it.
The worst ever. I've never been like that in my entire life.
Yeah, I did a show 2 weeks ago where I was sick. I'm sure you know about that.
Yes.
It took me down, but not all the way down like you.
Mm-mm.
I was just injured. I was like a gazelle that got, you know, grabbed by the lion, but I got away and I'm limping a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You were dead. you were tucking down and eaten.
I was very dead.
Oh, man.
It's really sad.
I liked it, though. It was kind of peaceful for a while. Good 4 days. Peace. No whining. Mm-hmm. Complaining. It was good.
Mm-hmm. I don't even really remember those days. It's like, what did I eat? Did I even eat?
Hardly.
My heart. Oh, yeah. I remember like after those 4 or 5 days. And then like I was like, oh, I can wake up in the morning now. My stomach is flat. I lost some weight.
Losing weight while being horribly sick. I fancy that.
So, yeah. And I'm still getting over it. As you can tell, I'm still coughing. This lingering, nasty, phlegmy, froggy throat.
You know what I heard is good for getting rid of that stuff?
Shut up.
What?
I know you're going to say some sick joke.
What are you talking about? No, this is real. What? I read it in Women's Health.
Uh-huh.
No, it turns out that, you know. What?
Eh.
Giving oral is good for, you know, coughs.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying we should try it. I'm up to help you. That's all.
Okay.
All right, anyways.
We'll see.
Really?
Oh, my God. You're so funny. Your face.
All right. Close it out. Close it out. Oh,
that's funny. So, yeah. Fuck you, germs.
Fuck you, crime. Shut up, crime. You ever see Super? Did you watch it with me? Oh, you did. I'm all gushy.
I did. I thought I fell asleep.
You probably did. All right, here's my fuck you. You know what? This fuck you is partly to us as parents, but also to Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. No? Nothing?
What?
Okay. Right. Yeah, you're kind of bad at life, right? You don't know about things. You forget stuff all the time.
I forget about stuff that's not really important.
Do you know who I am? What's your name? So, it turns out on Saturday, this last Saturday, I text Gas Boy. It's like, hey, buddy, come down tomorrow for Super Bowl. We're having it here. If you don't come, our friendship is over, is what I said to him. And no, I didn't say tomorrow. I said, come down for the game. You know, we're going to have people over, blah, blah, blah. He goes, oh, dude, last minute, dickhead. Thanks for the heads up. But you know what? I'm gonna catch the fight in Fullerton. I'm picking up my cousin from the train station. And I was like, dick, I said the game, not the fight. And then that reminded me, oh, fuck, there's a UFC fight today. So I totally forgot about it. Completely forgot about it. And it was the one Aldo versus, what's the other one?
Don't ask.
Edgar. That's what it was. Edgar. And so supposed to be a good one. And so we had the bright idea of like, you know what? We got the kids. It's too late to, you know, take them anywhere.
But it was supposed to be family day.
Yeah, that's right. We weren't supposed to get rid of them that day. So our plan was, or my plan, maybe you, yeah, I think you were on board. Let's go watch the fight with the kids at a restaurant.
I didn't really want to. I felt bad.
I was like on the fence about it. I wanted to see the fight really bad, but the thought of taking the kids to, this is why it's a fuck you to us also. The thought of taking the kids to a bar/restaurant, let's take it back, restaurant/bar was kind of like, I don't know about that. So anyways, I'm like, all right, Buffalo Wild Wings, that's a safe bet. You know, it's not too like, you know, it's pretty family oriented, so it's not too crazy. So we wound up going to Brea. And I drop off my wifey here right outside the door. And she walks in and she calls me while I'm parking the fucking car because we got there like, you know, like an hour before. You're supposed to get there like a good amount of time to get a table. And the fucking people wanted, it's a $5 cover charge. They wanted to charge for my two kids also. Fuck you, Buffalo Wild Wings, charging a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old to watch a UFC fight. Mm-hmm. But hey, I know what you're thinking. Well, Dick, why would you take your kids to a UFC fight anyway? What are you, a dickhead parent? Why do you want to see you want your kids to see violence and blood? No, I want to see violence and blood. I want them to have some wings and shut the fuck up. But the woman's like, because I called her on the phone. It's like, are you telling me you're going to charge my 3-year-old boy to come inside your restaurant so we can watch the fight? That's right, sir, because we charge per seat. And I'm like, you know, what difference would it make if we're sitting at a table? You know, we're taking up the whole table. What does it matter if it's two of us, you know, me and my wife, or me and my wife and our two kids? It's the same deal. We're still taking up the table. It's still, we charge per seat.
That's stupid.
And I'm like,
should be an age limit.
I was like, look, I'm planning because, you know, it's a long, you know what, how many hours is it, the fights? You know, it's quite a while. Mm-hmm. I told her, you know, I'm planning to spend quite a bit of money on drinks and food. So with that being said, are you still taking the same position you're standing on with right now? Sir, we charge per seat. It's like, all right, go fuck yourself. No, I didn't say that. I should have said that. It's like, all right, bye. You know, basically, fuck you too. That seemed like a bunch of shit to me. Although if I was a woman, I'd be like, what a dickhead. You want to bring your kids in here? Right?
No, it's a family restaurant.
Yeah, but it's a UFC fight. Why would you bring your kids in? I don't know.
Because parents, you know, don't have babysitters sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, last time we went, there were kids there. So.
Yeah. I'm still expected. Standing by it because, you know, it happened to me. So it's my right to say fuck you.
I just think they're being jerks about it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's pretty stupid. I don't know. Idiots. They're just thinking about the money, obviously.
Right. But if there's like a, whatever. There's a party of two that's still taking another table if they want a table, right?
So you just say, fine, we'll pay your, you know, $10 for our kids and we'll just sit there and drink water. We'll order shit.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Bring McDonald's with us.
Horrible parenting or corporate assholes, you be the judge. But I'm going to say, as far as I'm concerned, Buffalo Wild Wings charging my kids a cover to get in to watch a UFC fight. Fuck you.
Fuck you!
All right, that's going to do it. My love, my sweet darling angel, honey pie,
honey
muffin
boo-boo.
Face, muffin face, love dumpling head. I don't know.
Muffin face.
Thank you for doing this with me.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I know. You don't give a shit. I had a good time. You were on the fence. And now we're going to say goodnight, folks, because we got some lovemaking to do. Still early enough.
I'm going to bed.
Shit. All right, fine. I guess I'm going to go fondle myself. Anyway, as always, at the end of each show, I say, stay dangerous, my friends. Catch you later. We'll be right back.